Ever noticed how some managers drain the energy from a room while others light it up, yet both might have identical credentials? The difference rarely comes down to skill or intelligence. It comes down to something far more fundamental, self-awareness. For nearly three decades in the hospitality industry, working alongside giants like Disney and Starwood, one truth became undeniable. The leaders who truly excel aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the ones who understand why they do what they do. This ancient personality system called the Enneagram, a nine-pointed geometric symbol dating back 2,500 years, has quietly become corporate America's secret weapon. Companies from Geico to Chanel are discovering what makes it revolutionary. Unlike other assessments that try to change you, the Enneagram starts with a radical premise: you're fine just as you are. It simply illuminates your natural patterns while showing you how to express your type's higher qualities. The Enneagram identifies nine distinct worldviews, each driven by different core motivations and fears. Think of it as nine different operating systems running on similar hardware. These types cluster around three centers of intelligence: body/gut, types 8-9-1, heart/emotion, types 2-3-4, and head/mind, types 5-6-7. While we all possess these centers, most of us unconsciously favor one or two. The Enneagram's genius lies in its nuance. Beyond your core type, you're influenced by wings, adjacent types, stretch and release points that activate under different conditions, and three instinctual subtypes. It doesn't box you in. It reveals the box you've already constructed and shows you the door. The question isn't whether you have patterns, it's whether you're aware of them. The Enneagram reveals nine distinct patterns. Type 1, strict perfectionist, driven by principle, like Michelle Obama's advocacy. Type 2, considerate helper, seeks love through service, exemplified by Jimmy Carter. Type 3, competitive achiever, focuses on goals. Oprah transformed this into inspiration. Type 4, intense creative, values depth. Steve Jobs channeled this into revolutionary products. Type 5, quiet specialist, seeks understanding, embodied by Einstein's pursuit of knowledge. Type 6, loyal skeptic, questions while seeking security. Ellen DeGeneres' humor masks vigilant scanning. Type 7, enthusiastic visionary, pursues variety, like George Clooney's adventurous career. Type 8, the boss, values directness. Martin Luther King Jr. used this to protect the vulnerable. Type 9, adaptive peacemaker, seeks harmony, exemplified by Reagan's communication gift. Self-awareness, identifying emotions, and recognizing you control your response might be leadership's most underrated quality. Discovering the Type 6 pattern through Helen Palmer's course brought profound clarity. Irrational fears suddenly made sense. We all have higher expressions, our best self, and lower expressions, our worst self. The goal isn't eliminating lower expressions, but developing awareness through self-acceptance. In 1987, Maxine Bell, Walt Disney Company's executive housekeeper, who rose from cleaning rooms to management, taught an unforgettable lesson. When a proud hotel graduate mentioned time and motion studies expertise, she had him clean 15 rooms daily for a month, then pool bathrooms in Florida's July heat. This shaped his career philosophy. At every hotel managed since, each day began with housekeeping staff recognizing this least glamorous department as hospitality's backbone. Jonathan Tisch exemplifies this hands-on approach. Despite his prominent New York family, he never shied from getting dirty. After working at his family's Times Square hotel, he became CEO of Lou's Hotels & Co., treating employees with dignity, addressing them by name, inquiring about families. The annual Employee of the Year celebration brings honored staff and families to a resort for an all-expenses-paid VIP experience where he personally meets each honoree. We possess three intelligence centers: the head brain, 86 billion neurons, handles reasoning; the heart brain, 40,000 neurons, manages emotions and connectivity; and the gut brain, 500 million neurons, governs instinct and produces 70% of our serotonin. Growth requires integrating all three. Without heart, we appear aloof. Without gut, we overlook risks. Without head, we miss options. Julia Child exemplified this balance. Her physical presence, intellectual curiosity, and emotional openness created universal respect. Effective feedback requires self-awareness to avoid autopilot reactions. Though only 20% feel comfortable giving it, feedback is essential for leadership. Use this model. Observe, state facts without emotion, interpret, assume positive intent, feel, express honestly with sensitivity, and need, clearly state requirements. Mim Flynn, a Disney supervisor, transformed one career with direct feedback. I had heard such great things about you. That is why I have a hard time understanding why you are currently such an egregious disappointment. She outlined problems and imminent termination unless change occurred. Type 8s communicate with similar clarity and confidence, without cushioning, like John Hamm at a Hollywood event stating, "I need to get out of here, now." Getting fired as a hotel general manager became transformative. Despite being a Type 6's worst fear, the response was unexpected calm. After processing shock over a chocolate milkshake, belongings were packed while listening to "Go the Distance" from Hercules. This failure redirected life toward true calling as an Enneagram trainer. Processing through three intelligence centers revealed head recognized financial stability, heart felt loved ones' support, gut acknowledged being on the wrong path. Each type defines failure differently. Type 1s fear being wrong, Type 2s fear being unwanted, Type 3s see failure as identity threat, Type 4s fear inauthenticity, Type 5s fear incompetence, Type 6s fixate on security, Type 7s quickly reframe, Type 8s refuse to accept it, Type 9s may shut down. The greatest growth comes from walking through failure with eyes wide open. The Enneagram unlocks core strengths through stretch and release points, the lines connecting each type to two others. Your stretch point, where you move under stress, offers growth opportunities, while your release point represents security. Type 4s grow by moving toward Type 2, focusing on others, and Type 1, practicing discipline. Launching W Hollywood Hotel in January 2010 meant addressing 300 new hires, 90% aspiring actors. Honesty worked. For most of you, this is not your dream job, but I challenge you to be present and strive for excellence while you're here. After leaving Disney with strong guest experience skills but limited financial knowledge, faking competence became routine. When Mark Matthews, a Type 8 with encyclopedic number knowledge, became assistant GM, vulnerability transformed their relationship. During budget season, he confronted, "You have no idea how to do any of this, do you?" Dropping the facade, "No, I don't," led Mark to respond softly, "Well, it's about time," patiently teaching without judgment. Mark naturally moved to his Type 2 release point, finding satisfaction in helping. The lesson? Access your release point for calm, then shift to your stretch point for confident execution. Your wings, the two types adjacent to your core, provide additional dimensions, with greatest growth coming from embracing less comfortable traits. True mentorship has become rare in our career-focused world. We climb ladders without extending hands to others, leaving new managers in sink or swim situations. Real mentorship isn't one-directional or title-based. It's mutual selection based on trust, respect, and complementary personality traits. Sometimes tough love is necessary, as when Type 6 boss Tom Latour corrected unprofessional behavior at a company meeting, then spent 2 years teaching a more thoughtful leadership approach. Effective mentoring requires sharing expertise while listening with humility, using your own struggles as teaching moments. Magnus, a Type 2 with strong Type 3 wing, exemplifies this approach. Despite personal hardships, he maintains focus on others' needs while neglecting his own, typical Type 2 behavior. Through mentoring, he's learning to access his Type 1 wing for setting standards and his Type 3 wing for articulating his own needs. Collaboration through mutual understanding forms effective leadership's heart. The W Hollywood executive team deliberately used the Enneagram in 2009, building a diverse team with complementary strengths. The best leaders recognize not everyone thinks like them and consider understanding others' perspectives worthwhile. Nobody leads alone. The question is whether you're building a team or just assembling a group. Public speaking ranks as our collective greatest fear, yet all personality types can excel, whether addressing crowds or running meetings. Connecting emotionally matters more than content alone. Each type faces unique challenges. Type 1s overprepare, fearing imperfection. Type 2s fear rejection but excel at connection. Type 3s channel energy into recognition. Type 4s bring emotional flair. Type 5s prefer seating spotlight. Type 6s meticulously plan. Type 7s are naturally gifted speakers. Type 8s take control, avoiding vulnerability. Type 9s excel at mediating. Jeff Bilotti, likely a Type 3, demonstrated exceptional leadership at a Starwood Hotels meeting by sharing how he was rejected when first proposing to his wife. This vulnerability captivated the audience, creating profound connection that remained memorable years later. The Enneagram's enduring value lies in elevating leadership through self-awareness. While patterns may be hardwired, awareness allows evolution toward greater functionality. The key isn't eliminating patterns, but recognizing them without self-judgment. Growth requires stepping outside comfort zones, but understanding personal triggers enables operating at highest potential. You can't lead others until you understand yourself. The Enneagram isn't just another personality test, it's a mirror showing patterns you've been running on autopilot. The question isn't whether you have what it takes to lead, it's whether you're brave enough to truly know yourself first.